Insects. What kind of insects? And birds.
Well, we used to have lots of sparrows. And then there's starlings. When I was a kid there, we didn't have any starlings, and where they came from, I don't know. But there's jillions of them now. Uh-huh. We used to have pigeons, and they brought pheasants in here. When I was a kid, they brought pheasants in. Then the pheasants got extra thick. This is a, Vernon was the best place, or Uinta Basin there was one of the best places to hunt pheasants. And now the skunks and the raccoons got about rid of all the pheasants, so there aren't very many pheasants anymore. And there's lots of blackbirds, magpies.
What about big birds?
Well, there used to be a lot of hawks, different kind of hawks. There are not so many anymore. I guess people shot them so much that they're all gone. And you know, the bald eagle, they're in protection now. Lots of bats. I don't see so many bats anymore, but they're around once in a while. When we were kids, they used to have a lot of big trees down front, box elder trees, and we'd get out just as between sundown and dark. The bats would start flying around, and we'd get out there with big long sticks and try to hit the bats, and once in a great while, you'd kill them. You know, they'd just fly around. When I was a kid, the geese flying north in the sandhill cranes, you see, well, about now and a little earlier, you see lots of them flying north. It seems like they come here and they circle around, because these mountains, you know, their mountains are high. These are lower mountains out here. When they get here, they'll just kind of circle around, and all of a sudden they take off. I don't know why they circle, but unless it's just because they got to get a little more altitude to get over the tops of the Bali Mountains. These Bali Mountains up here, well, they're 12, 13,000 feet high.
Really?
Now this Diamond Mountain over here, it's about 7,000, maybe 8,000.
And what is it right here? What did you show me last night?
Well, my, over there in the house, 5,650 feet. They call time just a mile high, and that's 5,250 feet. And then on a snow, Dry Fork up here will have a foot. We'll have 8 inches here, and they'll have maybe 4 in Vernon. Time you get down to Jensen, they don't have any. The difference of about 25 miles is all the way from a foot to nothing.
Yep. Well, we can go back and I can ask you some more questions around the table.
I don't know any more around here, what to say.
Let me check here.
Other than that, let's go over in front of the house and then I'll tell you.
Okay. How's the soil out here? Is farming land good?
The soil?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it, most of it.